He is rejected his associate. वन
और
दो से सोल
सोल दोस्त है तीन
के अंदर बस है थ्री एंड हाफ एसोसिएट्स ऑफ महाप्रभु शी इज वन ऑफ देम शी इज 80 इयर्स
ओल्ड
महाप्रभु के अंदर क्या होना था गॉन टू बेक सम राइस दिस वाज हिज फॉल्ट एंड व्हाई डिड यू गो Never in this life I will see your face. Do not come in front of my eyes. Advaitacharya, Nithyanand Prabhu, and other Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramanand Prabhu also, they are praying to him, begging him, that, oh Prabhu, please excuse him once. He is faultless. Okay, then I am going to Alarnath. You let him be here. Let him reside here with you. Very strong, very strict. Mahaprabhu's mercy is not there when he saw. Then he went to Prayag, Allahabad, and drowned himself at Sangam. So Mahaprabhu's, some of his associates said that, oh, he has left body. Oh, this is the result of one who is a person sitting with women. Bhik Sannyasi is also, I am saying, at the time of Prabhupada also, even in my times, in my Gurudev's time, in my very tattva-vid, they know so much tattva, rasa. They go where? To hell. These people, women to attracted, get to attracted to males, males attracted to females, be very careful in these matters. Translation.
Chai, Pranami Kaur.
This is bad quality leather.
only this is your consideration. How high or how exalted the soul is, you have this tatvagyan, the soul is beautiful, or they don't have this quality, they don't have this vision. That's why I'm laughing. Now I must go back. I cannot stay in this assembly of cobblers. And the king, he fell down at his feet and said, he lifted him up and made him sit on the royal throne. He said, I learned from that you are better than all the Brahmagyanis. Please speak some katha. If some Vaishnava is black, maybe his teeth is protruding out. He has taken birth in some low class family. Maybe he speaks very roughly, very rude. Do you remember that how Sri Vikram Maharaj was so strong in his speech? Very strong. Maybe little lazy. You should never anyway commit offenses to such people. Otherwise it's an offense. You should see their views, their what atmagyan they have, what bhakti they have. You should give them respect according to the progress in their bhajan. Oh, somebody may say that my guru is, he's a liberated soul. This is, if you think in such manner, that this is an offense. Ganga is coming from the lotus feet of Bhagavan. But because we are living in this material world, there may be some foam or some dirt present in this Ganga, and we consider Ganga to be polluted. People perform Achman or they take bath in this, and by taking bath you can get liberated from this material world. The Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Bhagavan, maybe anyway he is performing his bhajan, but maybe he is strong in his speech, maybe he has taken birth in a low class family, maybe he is rude. Do not beware. You should always honor him according to the duration, according to his progress in spiritual progress, what he has made. You should keep all these thoughts in your mind, otherwise very great chances of your fall down.
There are so many very highly scholar friends in India. Maharajana, who was father-in-law of Bhagavan Ramchandra, he has very big assembly and school of learned scholars. One day, one visit, 20% came down from the other way to Himalaya. And his name was Astavastaviti. Astavastra means, at 84 days, he has so many fall on his body. Hands, the neck, hands, on the back, waist, feet, everything. He was to the steps and going this side, that side. So when he entered the Royal Assembly of Maharaj Janak, all the courtiers, sitting up lovely, loudly, English, master of tradition, somehow or other, he put his head on the seat and began to laugh more louder than the combined laughing of the courtiers. The Maharajana told, O Prabhu, who are you? Why you came here? What are you laughing so much? The Rastavadin told, I am not laughing. I am weeping. An excuse of laughing. This is not my laughing. By deep way I am expressing my sorrow. How come? So, I came so far away, it took too much time, too much endeavor. I thought, I come to the Royal Assembly of Maharaj Janak, there's so many very great and great philosophers. But coming here, I see only all the cobblers, shoemakers. The shoemakers, they know which leather is better, this broom leather, or that leather, this and that. Only I've seen all the cobblers and shoemakers here. So, whether I can reject this assembly, I can go back to my abode knowledge. when he turned back, Maharaj Jadhav pulled back his lotus feet and dragged him and put him on his own bhaja, own throne, and said, "Oh Prabhu, I have learned so many things from you." Then he told Vasavavrati that all your forces, they don't know, the body may be like this. Inside his body there is soul. The soul is so attractive, so nice, so long and scholar. No one is seeing my soul, only seeing this body. Now who is that soul? Why I married this story? This is your story. That who is that soul? That the Rukhasari Path is explaining to the Samlitam. Drishtani Sabhava Janita Ivo Kutasya Dosari Na Pakilastamya Vakta Dharamta Vakte Dandam Vakam Kudasena Vantari Brahma Dharasa Makamata Sinira Dharmai. The Buddha told that so many friendly persons in Western maybe look like very ugly, maybe low, born in low family, seems very hard to work, so maybe lazy, don't criticize me, don't dishonor, don't insult. Let's take the example, one of his good brothers, or there is Vilabai Paramputyava Srita Maharaj, who is teachable, city is coming tomorrow, along with my Paramata Guru Maharaj. He used to use very hard to work. So therefore, he used to insult him, but criticize him, it is very big offense. Then he works out. Very ugly and low person, don't criticize him. Just like this is one example. The watching source of Ganges, the lotus feet of Bhagavan. When Ganges came in this some town in material world, if you contact from material world, in Ganges there is some bath, home, etc. Still, people are taking bath, doing ashraman, and get rid of Bhagavandham, means endless bath, cycle of pain.
Birth and death.
Death and born. So, if you think, oh, this Ganges is full of mud and home, I will not have, I will not take ashraman, then it's not proper. So same way, in any person of it, not look like very nice, not attractive, still it should not, it should not criticize him. Then we'll give another example. So who that is? Shiva is that soul. He is associated with Bhagavan. But why do they still give up? Why he has some disease? Don't think at all. Even if you have to share with Kunde, even if you are going to call this word, the first of all, highly qualified, if you see any bodily disturbance on him, then you have to understand and reconcile. This is not for him, this is to give service to others, for give their welfare, that only, not more than that. Other than Kunde, there is one example, like the Narasimha Thakur, once became paralyzed, could not get up from his bed to not work. The other secretaries I know, he came in, not in Brahmin family, but in taking Brahmin. So what is that thing will go? Must have suffered, yet must suffer. That is even the Lord Prabhu. They are very foolish, ignorant. They don't know your glory. Their criticizing will go hell without any help. Please don't do it this past time anymore. When the devotees, they pray to him from the core of their heart. Next day, he makes more peace. When you catch up for taking bath, as usual you should do so. This is also a surprise. So, the Gurudev and other qualified workers, still their activity, still their body, any disturbance, don't make any doubt in your mind. Hare Krishna. Panchakal, Guru, Panchakal, Vipal, Siddhi, Vipal, Siddhi,
Father, it said that the desire for Pratishtha. Reading. Performing your bhajan. The anarts are removed. Person develops nishtha. faith. And some ruchi also, taste is also coming. Now asakti is also visible little. Attachment. Everything is there. But this desire for pratishtha, prestige has not gone. When you speak words of praise, you become so happy. They are not honoring other people appropriately. Madhyamadhikari has these qualities. He is not able to overcome these anarshas. This is said here that it is an obstacle for progressing bhakti. A Madhyamadhikari, they should be very careful. This is sandalini. It will destroy all the bhajan. You should offer appropriate respects to others and do not expect any honor for yourself. It's not so easy to give all these up. If Bhaktapada Dhuli, Bhaktapada Jal, Bhaktabhut Avashesh, these three things are pure serving a pure dev. Vaishnava, serving a pure Vaishnava, and his dust from his lotus feet, his charanamrit, water that washed his feet, and the words of his mouth, and those remnants which he has left mercifully. With faith, if you accept all this, then one person can become liberated, means then he can overcome all these obstacles. Otherwise, this pratishtha increases so in such proportions that it obstructs your bhakti completely. Be careful. You have to remove all these things. And Vaishnava, when I am speaking a rasik tattva with pure Vaishnava. Translation.
Shri Raghunath Goswami has won in Srimad Shiksha. A thousand days ago, Pratishtha, desiring one's own name and fame. Therefore, as one is performing bhajan and another's unwanted desires are becoming dispelled, one is a nishtha, ruchi, and even a shakti, state of ashakti, attached to Krishna may come. At that time, so much name and fame will appear from before the devotee. But one should be very careful. One should dispel desire for one's own name and fame. One should not think, at that time they will be glorifying their devotee. That time the thought of not giving proper respect to others may come in their heart. Therefore, Madhyamadhikari, a devotee of the middle platform of devotional service, must be very careful. Because this desire for one's own name and fame is like a dog eating a horse. Therefore, one should give respect to others according to their position and not demand respect for oneself. But this is not easy to do. Therefore, the Madhyamadhikari, especially, must constantly stay in the service of the pure Vaishnava. Especially, three things should be faithfully accepted. Vaishnava Padaduli, and Vaishnava Padajala, Vaishnava Edabhukta Avashis, and Sina Shadam Bhavas. Respecting the put down of the devotee, respecting the reverence from the mouth of the Vaishnava in the terms of Mahaprasad, also in the terms of healing and instruction, and the food bathing water of the devotee. By faithfully serving these three things, then one can achieve liberation from these unwanted desires. Otherwise, the desire to achieve one's own position and to become glorified will increase and increase, and bhakti will become destroyed. Therefore, one should always remain in the service of the pure devotees who are expert in tapa and who are rasik also.
If performing, while performing bhajan, some realizations are not coming. Maybe some progress is there. Some attachment still is there in the material sense enjoyments, material objects too. But if you want auspiciousness, then you should think, meditate on this, that what am I achieving by performing my bhajan? Is it still my bhajan, or it is being destroyed, or I am progressing every day like a businessman? You should calculate. Am I gaining something or not? Utsaha. Utsaha means enthusiasm. Oh, everybody has achieved. I am not able to achieve those results. Definitely, I will also achieve this enthusiasm. Those hearing the Harikatha, with enthusiasm, he participates in all this, not that without enthusiasm. Firm faith in the words of Gurudev and Shastras. Those words which are, Sadguru is, one of my Guru is always speaking, those words which are always favorable towards bhakti. He will never speak such words which will be disturbing your bhakti. Firm faith in Gurudev and the words of the Shastras. Maybe it is getting late to achieve the result that he is aiming for, but still he is performing his sadhana with utsaha. He doesn't become flat in his performance of his sadhana. Everything he may leave, but parikram is, there are so many things to do, but at the times of Harikatha, he will, before Harikatha, he will finish all his work. If you do not hear Harikatha, your heart does not become clean. The person does not become attachment towards bhajan and bhakti. For the sake of progress in bhakti, he leaves also his material sense enjoyments. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, he rejected his such wonderful wife, beautiful wife, and ancestral properly, which was like the heavenly planets. And he stopped eating very nice food. He is not now even accepting alms at the, standing at the door of Jagannath. He is just, what he is doing, he is just washing very old grains, leftovers, and eating, accepting them. Our examples are Sri Rup, Sanatan, the six Goswamis, all our Acharya work. They have rejected all sense enjoyments, bhog, the desire for property or bhog, self, sense enjoyment, these will not help. And those which are against bhakti, karmis, mayavadis, to reject their association, to reject the association of women, and those people who are attached to them. He is reading Bhagavatam and he doesn't follow all those instructions. He speaks so much glories about so many things, but himself does not follow Ekadasi. He thinks all should be left. Otherwise, he should always take Harikatha with the association of devotees and have faith that only all auspiciousness will come by performing bhakti. Without bhakti, no auspiciousness will come to me. May my body be cut to pieces and I have to leave body, but bhajan, I will never leave. Maybe some obstacles come, maybe some accident, or maybe somebody dies in the family. Then okay, and this bhakti, everything I leave, reject it. Stay far away from bhakti. No, do not behave like this. Understand, Haridas Thakur is saying, I will leave my body, but I will not leave my bhajan. Life, property, sons, relatives, everything I can leave. If one performs bhakti like this, and Krishna sees that, oh, he is leaving everything for me, then very quickly he gives you results. one set of Bhagavad Gita.
The most Srimad Swami has said 6 things are very big, very necessary for Bhajan. Uchana, Vishya, Dharya, Sankat, Karma, Navasa, Sancha, and Sanovati, Sattri, Bhakti, Prasidhi. 6 things called advanced in the devotion. Especially here, Gurudeva is discussing Uchana. Uchana means enthusiasm. Sometimes it may we may think we are not advancing, still material thoughts are blinding, that we should not become discouraged. But rather, every day we should make an examination. Are my devotional practices becoming more fixed, more concrete? Therefore, one should have this utsaha, determination to continue, even despite many obstacles appearing, and despite there being a delay in fulfillment of one's desires. And one should continue with full determination, full enthusiasm. One must have that fixed faith. I must achieve my goal. Therefore, in performing Bhakti Moolak Niyam, the rules which are rooted in devotional, those endeavors which are rooted in devotional sentiments, like the performance of hearing and chanting and Hari Katha, these must be performed with enthusiasm. Therefore, one should hear from the mouth of the spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master is that person who always speaks, his words are always under the guidance of the scriptures, which are favorable in the same line as the Vedic scriptures. Therefore, one should hear from the mouth of the spiritual master continuously with utsaha, determination. One should understand that unless I hear Hari Katha, my heart cannot become clean, nor can the desire to perform devotional service be maintained. Also, Nitya Bhavakyar, one should strictly renounce endeavors for one's own material sense enjoyment. We can remember the example of Sri Raghunath Goswami, how he left his most attractive wife, he left his very wealthy family. Even he came to Jagannath Puri, even he stopped taking the prasad of Sri Jagannath, and he would take the old rice that was rejected by the cow, wash that and eat that, and somehow he maintained his life. Thus we can remember how our previous acharyas, especially Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan, how with great determination they gave up all desires for their own enjoyment. Especially we should avoid associating with those who are opposed to devotion, especially the companies, the rooted workers, the gyanis, the mental speculators. We should avoid lusty association with the opposite sex and avoid those who are attached to such association. We should not hear from Dhammabhajis. Dhammabhajis means those who instruct others on religious process but do not follow it by themselves, only by mouth. For example, hey, one should follow Kharatis, but I am not doing myself. One should not hear from such a person. One should have, by doing Hari Katha, one should have a strong faith will come. Really, by achieving Hari Bhakti, I will achieve all auspiciousness. We can remember the example of Sri Haridas Thakur. Come to the come of the year, Diyamana Pran, Amitu Vananan, Kavi Chari, Chari Haridas. Even my body is cut in thousands of pieces, but still my mouth will not give up the chanting of the name of Sri Hari. One should give up attachment to one's wife and children. Therefore, sometimes we see if there is some obstacle in our life, for example, we are good mother and the wife dies, or the son drops dead, then we become angry, we take the deity of Krishna and throw him in the Yamuna. There are even though many problems and obstacles might come, still we should endeavor towards bhajan.
Lord Premananda.
Then Krishna will think, well, for me they have given up so much materialistic endeavor. For me they have given up desires for their own enjoyment. Then Krishna seeing that it's heartfelt and he bestows mercy on him.
Bhakti na thake,
If you have desire for something, whatever Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said here, what we heard today, this is very bitter truth. Take this in the pockets of your heart, for Harikatha you are hearing here. You are eating so great festival and so great festival. Very beautiful arrangements in this parikrama. These bitter truths of this parikatha, let it enter your hearts through the ears. Take these sannyasis, brahmacharis, grihastha, males, females, everybody should take these in the pockets of their hearts and leave this place with these bitter truths. And English.
All that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, our Srimad Bhagavat is saying all these things. Keep it in your pocket. And always try to follow these instructions and Bhaktivinoda. We call you. You will do very good parikrama of the human beings. Or delicate food he can supply. Or very good accommodation with a tight bathroom and service. But why to inject the parikrama so that you can do Hare Krishna. Our Dr. Kumar, the Guru Bhakt.
If you want to go on parikrama and you still want to teach your body,